Weeping by Alexander Pope. While Celia's tears make sorrow bright, proud grief sits swelling in her eyes. The sun, next those the fairest light, thus from the ocean first did rise. And thus through mists we see the sun, which else we durst not gaze upon. These silver drops, like morning dew, foretell the fervor of the day. So from one cloud soft showers we view, and blasting lightnings burst away. The stars that fall from Celia's eye declare our doom in drawing nigh. The baby in that sunny sphere so like a phaeton appears, that heaven, the threatened world to spare, thought fit to drown him in her tears. Else might the ambitious nymph aspire to set, like him, heaven too on fire.
Solitude by Alexander Pope. Happy the man whose wish and care a few paternal acres bound, content to breathe his native air in his own ground. Whose herds with milk, whose fields with bread, whose flocks supply him with attire, whose trees in summer yield him shade, in winter fire. Blessed who can unconcernedly find, hours, days and years slide soft away, in health of body, peace of mind, quiet by day. Sound sleep by night, study and ease, together mixed, sweet recreation, an innocence which most does please with meditation. Thus let me live, unseen, unknown. Thus unlamented let me die, steal from the world, and not a stone tell where I lie.
Summer by Alexander Pope. See what delights in sylvan scenes appear. Descending gods have found Elysium here. In woods bright Venus with Adonis strayed, and chaste Diana haunts the forest shade. Come, lovely nymph, and bless the silent hours, when swains from shearing seek their nightly bowers, when weary reapers quit the sultry field, and crowned with corn their thanks to Ceres yield. This harmless grove no lurking viper hides, but in my breast the serpent love abides. Here bees from blossoms sip the rosy dew, but your Alexis knows no sweets but you. O deign to visit our forsaken seats, the mossy fountains and the green retreats. Where'er you walk, cool gales shall fan the glade, trees where you sit shall crowd into a shade, where'er you tread the blushing flowers shall rise, and all things flourish where you turn your eyes. Oh, how I long with you to pass my days, invoke the muses and resound your praise. Your praise the birds shall chant in every grove, and winds shall waft it to the powers above. But would you sing and rival Orpheus' strain, the wondrous forest soon should dance again, the moving mountains hear the powerful call, and headlong streams hang listening in their fall. But see, the shepherds shun the noonday heat, the lowing herds to murmuring brooks retreat, to closer shades the panting flocks remove. Ye gods, and is there no relief for love? But soon the sun with milder rays descends to the cool ocean where his journey ends. On me love's fiercer flames for ever prey. By night he scorches as he burns by day.